This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. President Joe Biden's announcement that he will run for a second term was cheered by Colorado Democrats and criticized by the state's Republicans. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper was first out of the gate to support Biden's reelection. Pointing to accomplishments from infrastructure to jobs, the former governor said, "This is only the beginning. Let's finish the job." Other congressional Democrats, from Representative Diana DeGette to Senator Michael Bennett, also echoed Biden's message about protecting freedoms and continuing to deliver for the American people. Meanwhile, Republicans like Ken Buck remain critical of Biden's time in office, pointing to inflation and high energy prices, while the Western Slope's Lauren Boebert urged people to join her in reelecting former President Donald Trump. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Officials are on the lookout for lingering impacts from a sewage leak at Steamboat Ski Resort. A broken pipe in March released thousands of gallons of sewage at the ski area, which operates on federal lands. Aaron Vuz is the public affairs specialist with the Medicine Bow Route National Forests.
We won't know the extent of impacts to the natural resources, a full picture of that, until the snow melts.
The Steamboat pilot reports the leak was caused by a plant root ball blocking the line. Colorado residents with licenses to hunt small game and to fish can now keep digital versions of their permits. The My Colorado app means people don't have to carry paper passes anymore. It was introduced earlier this year and paid for with every vehicle registration. There's more news online at cpr.org. Stay with us. It's 6:06.